Hello there, out there, to all our wonderful international listeners. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and this is Peter Meyerson sitting in for the inimitable Jeffrey Davis, and today we have a great show lined up. The first person on our show is Patrick Anquetil of Portal Instruments. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. It's always fun to do this. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Portal Instruments?
Sure. So first of all, thank you for having us on the show. We're very excited. It's a great way for us to get our message, talk to you as well, and perhaps learn something new too. So we are developing an interesting technology. In fact, what we're doing, we're replacing probably the oldest medical device, which is the needle and syringe. So needle and syringes really haven't changed that much for the past 200 years. It's very interesting. No one likes needles. They're very dangerous. They hurt. And then you have to dispose of them and so on. It's a complete mess. So what if you had a device that could perform any injections and do so needle-free? It would radically transform the way medicines are administered. It would transform the practice of medicines. And also for patients having to inject themselves because perhaps they have a chronic disease, that would be a huge improvement in their way of life. And so that's what we're doing. It's a great technology that came out of MIT. We've been about 4 years in business, and we're very close to launching.
That's a very exciting idea. I mean, you didn't ask me whether I like needles. I kind of like to get poked every now and again. It reminds me I'm here. But I think I'm the exception. So,
well, you know, it's funny you say that, because we do carry out, clinical studies, and we do ask, we do head-to-head comparison between our device and the needle and syringe. And then when we ask, random people, I suppose, that participate in those studies, it's never 100% preference, for our device. It's typically between 80% and, 95%. And so there are always the one-offs that have, maybe no issues with that, or maybe even like it. So, it's the real world is very complex always.
Well, I guess I'm not one of the I'm in the 5% category.
That's right.
So I think it's fascinating, though. I'm particularly intrigued because I know people who do have to inject themselves, and they kind of get used to it. But if you could inject yourself without, or if you could administer medicine without actually injecting yourself, that would be quite something. How did you come to this idea? I mean, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, so, to how the idea gets.
Absolutely. I think the number one thing you have to always start from, it's always a team effort. So I was not the inventor of the technology. The technology was invented by a very famous professor at MIT. His name is Ian Hunter. He's probably one of the most prolific professors there. He does drug delivery, medicine, but he's also building, an electric car. He's doing energy storage. He has a passion for astronomy. So I think the very first thing I would say for future entrepreneurs or existing ones is, typically you want to connect with those types of guys and girls who are the inventors. And I think your role as an entrepreneur is to take those ideas that are very, very new, very nascent, and then try to actually put a business concept around it. And that's pretty much what we've done at Portal. We took that idea. We realized that, you could actually do probably like any form of injections. You could even inject cattle, for example. You could inject, materials for industrial processes, for example. But eventually you had to narrow down the field of applications because you cannot be everything to all people. You have to have a very clearly defined value proposition. I think that's really the role of the entrepreneur, right? It's figuring out where's the value prop, and then what's the market like, and then what's the plan to then address the market. So here I'm the business guy, I suppose, but certainly it's a team effort, and then you add on functions as you grow the company, and when those functions become, of course, more and more important for the future of the company.
So your product is, I assume there's some intellectual property protections, and you're talking about your getting ready to launch. So have you got your financing in place? I mean, how does this all work?
Sure. Well, it's always a very torturous road, and a road that's longer than you think when you begin. But, you know, entrepreneurs, I think, by and large, are typically very optimistic people who start from a glass half full versus a glass half empty, even though it's the same thing, right?
So yeah, they have to be.
You have to. No, you have to. Otherwise, you're giving up from day one, and you can't do that. So here in our case, we actually raised a lot of money. We raised in aggregate over several rounds about $42 million. We also have a business model where we don't sell the device directly to the end patient. We actually partner with pharmaceutical companies because they have drugs that need to be injected. And so we go to them and we say, look, you know, why don't we take your best-in-class drug and combine it with our best-in-class device? And then we have this extraordinary therapy that together we can launch. And so that's how we do that. And so as part of the partnership, we also get paid. And then the end sale basically happens by the pharmaceutical company because they already need devices in principle to do this. Typically, they either need a syringe or they need something that looks like an EpiPen. It's called an auto-injector. It's basically a syringe with a spring so you can actually automate the injection. So that's the model that we've taken, and that's how we can actually sustain the high cost that we have to develop that kind of technologies.
I mean, it's fascinating, and you know, I wish we had about 3 hours to talk on the phone. Can you describe, sort of in general layman terms, how this works?
I mean, sure.
How do you inject something without a needle?
Okay, so here's a way to think of it. So what we're doing, we have an electric motor. It's called a linear actuator. This would be its term. It's a motor that can move in a linear fashion. It basically can very quickly pressurize the drug. The drug is in a container. So it pressurizes the drug in the container. And then imagine you have a very, very small hole at the end of the container where the drug can be actually released. That drug will come out at tremendously high speed. In fact, it will come out at the speed of an airliner, like Mach 0.7, something like that. And when that jet comes out and comes in touch or in contact with skin, it will pierce the skin. So why would you want to do this? So in principle, what you'd like to do in a case of drug delivery, you'd like to make the needle as small as possible to maximize the comfort of the patient. But if it's too small, it becomes floppy, and as such, it can either, you know, it becomes either very hard to insert into the patient, or even worse, it can actually break into the patient's skin, and that's a big no-no because you can't get it out very easily. Probably you have to go to the OR. So in our case, with a jet, we can make it tremendously small. Our jet is actually about a third of the dimension of the smallest needle that's out there, so very, very small. And in fact, what's interesting for a cosmetic application, let's say an application where you have to inject small amounts of drug, but over a very large surface area, we can go down to even like a 10-to-1 ratio in terms of the size of the jet versus the smallest needle. So it's an amazing technology. So we basically have a way to pierce the skin with the drug. It's very, very controlled with a computer system that makes sure that injection is always the same. And as such, you don't need a needle to do the injection.
The effective size of the jet is so small, it reduces the amount of pain or discomfort?
That's correct, yes, exactly. So we've performed a study very early on because we had that very same question asked to us. So we ran a study doing a head-to-head comparison between us and a syringe using real people. We noticed that we have about, I mean, you know, if there's a, it's not an accurate metric, of course, but we were about 60% less painful than a needle and syringe, whatever that means. You know, pain can be very subjective, as well. So it's not sensation-free, but it is more comfortable than a needle.
So, I mean, that's fascinating. So, you know, we're coming sort of toward the end of the interview, but I am curious about what you need to do in terms of sort of your rollout. How do you plan to do that?
Sure. Well, you know, the medical field is a very regulated field. And so there are a couple of more studies that we need to do. Those are studies to verify that the device is working correctly, that the drug, you know, when administered with our device is no different as when administered with a needle and syringe. So we're doing those studies as we speak. And once they're done, we will submit. And then there's a review process that happens at FDA, which takes, you know, a few months. And then once this is done, we'll be able to launch. So it's very, very close. I mean, we've performed, as part of the development studies that we've done in-house, about 700 injections in human subjects. So this is really a technology that, even though it looks very futuristic, is just around the corner of being launched. It's a few more, you know, final studies that we'll do, plus submission, and then we'll be able to launch.
It's you know, it's a great story, Patrick. And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
I think a couple of ways to do this. The easiest way is to email us at, you know, info@portalinstruments.com. So portal and instruments at the same, you know, at the same, so all together. Also, if you go on our website, Portal Instruments, you can find us. The email address is there. We read all the emails coming in. That's probably the easiest as well. If you also type probably, you know, portal needle free, I'm sure you'll find us very easily. So we love interactions. We're not operating in a vacuum at all. We love talking to patients, you know, day in, day out. So yeah, please come in. And then for the entrepreneurs out there, you know, I think, you know, entrepreneurship, you can read it in books, but actually by and large, someone has to tell you kind of how to do it. And if there's questions, always happy to take any call from any entrepreneurs out there.
You know, it's been a great interview, Patrick. Good luck on your launch. And, you know, hopefully maybe after you launch, you can come back on the show again and tell us how that went. Really good luck. We will be back with another entrepreneurial tale after the next break. Thank you very much. Okay.